And it goes through, the Gemara here is going through really pshat in the Mishnah, just understanding some odds and ends in the Mishnah. Not sure there's so much lumdus or anything else that we can pull out of it, but at least understanding, again, what is the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah mean, and some of the leftover details. So the Gemara says, again, Da'at Amar Aleph, the Mishnah said, V'chein Begina. And similarly in a Gina, Makam Shenagu Ligdar Mechayvin Oso. If the particular custom in a place was to put up a fence, then you can obligate the other person to put up a fence. Frakta Gemara Hagufakasha. We have an internal problem within the Mishnah. Within the Mishnah. Amrit, you just said in the Mishnah V'chein Begina, similar in a Gina, Malkom Shenahagu Ligdor, Mechayvin Oso. You just said that in a Gina, if the Gina is a place where the Minag is to put up a fence, then you can be Mechayiv him. Hastama, a Mechayvin Oso. So what is the logical, what's the logical deduction? Is that if there is no Minag, then you are not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to obligate them. Right, so again, let's chart this out. Maybe make it a little bit easier to see. Like the Mishnah says, right? V'chein begina, makom shenahagu mechayim. Right? If you're in a Gina and the Minag is to do it, then you're not. So the inference from that is, right, if no Minhag, no fence, no wall, right? It's a simple inference. Now, what does it mean that there's no Minhag? Right, this is stone, right? Right, because there could be, it could be that there's a place where there is, well, I guess what we call an active minhag again. Here it says stama. So what is stama? So that we saw earlier, and I think some of the Rishonim here mentioned as well, that we're talking about a place that is new, right? An ir chadasha. Somebody says that. Vinyona, good. Let's see, Vinyona. Oh, I wasn't looking for that. Okay, it will pop up later. Okay, either way. Either way, again, so the first thing the Gemara says is if the Mishnah says that in a Gina, if it's a place where you, the Minhag is to do it, then you can force him to do it, then it sounds like if there's no positive Minhag to do it, then Ein Mechayvin Oso. So Haguf Akasha. What about the Seifa? The Seifa says, Avabika Malkam Shenagu Shelolik Dor Ein Mechayvin Oso. But, right, second statement is Avabika. Right, makom she lo nahagu. Right, ein mechayven. When what do we deduce from this? That if it's in a bika, if there is actively a minhag against, then you're not going to put it up. But the stama, right? Stama. Yes, wall. Right? So far, so good?
Well. So what's the problem with that?
So hashta stam gina amrit lo stam bika mibaya. If a stam gina does not get it, you cannot force it. Do I have to even say it by stam bika? Obviously! Obviously, Stambika, you would not have to put it up. Why is that so obvious? Why is it? It's two different places. Two different places. They can't have two different sets of rules. It says Rashi. Hashda stam gina amik lo. Afapi shehezek riyasa kasha. Even though the hezek riyah is difficult, is heavy there. Meaning what? Meaning the impact of hezek riyah in a gina is greater than in a bika. So if we're going to say that if there is no particular minhag, you do not have to put it up in a gina, where the resulting hezek riyah is going to be worse, is going to be bad, then certainly you should not have to put it up in a stam bika, where the hezek riyah is not going to be as bad. How do we know that the hezek riyah is worse in a gina than in a bika? So that was a gemara that we had earlier, right, on Beis and Beis, when the gemara was going through different ones, and the gemara there explained, and then Tosfos explained as well, right, that the only problem in a bika, there's one season where everything is ripe, where everything is growing. And therefore, that's the time when Aster Lodom Lamo Bishah, that the parents are mispashlim, that's only during that one particular period of time. But in Nagina, there are different fruits and vegetables and the like. There's constantly something there. And therefore, the Hezek Re'iyah in the Gina is going to be, the Hezek Re'iyah in the Gina is going to be worse. It's going to be worse. Oh, it's the Ramban, by the way. Ramban says, Perish Stoma, Malkum She'ein Sham Minag. He got Ir Chadasha, O Yeshana She'ein Sham Minag Yedua. Sorry, that was just getting back to what I said beforehand. What is a Stam? It means that it has to be that there is no knowledge, or there is no Minag. Or there is no Minag. But you can have a Minag not to. Right? Otherwise, if you don't have the three categories, then the Gemara doesn't make any sense. So you need to have these three levels of distinction. Oh, good. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Saying over here. So now this is the Gemara has. So the kasha of the Gemara is, I don't understand. What are we talking about? Right, how do you make sense out of these two clauses of the Mishnah? They don't jive, right? They don't work together. So says the Gemara.
Omar Abaye says, Hafik Omar. This is how you have to read it. V'chein stam gina. So, the first few words, right, the v'chein begin at the beginning, v'chein stam gina is one clause. U'bemakom shenahagu ligdor v'bika mechai v'noso. And in a place where the minhag is to do it in a bika, that's when you're going to be mechayiv. So clause number one of the is broken up. The first part of it is just about gina. So it's comparing gina really to chatzer, right? It's one mishnah, right? We didn't quote the part about chatzer here, but that was really the continuation of the mishnah until we got to gina. And in chatzer, we know that the stam chatzer is the ability to force the other person. So Abaye says v'chein beginas and stam, you know, right? The word says there or not doesn't matter. The point is, right? That could be a parenthetical point. The point is that when we read that part of the mission now, v'chein begina, and that's saying that gina is like chatzer. The continuation of that line is now, although it wasn't explicit there, is now talking about bika. But in a bika, where the hezek riyah is less, then it makes sense to say that makom shenahagu, if there's a minhag, then you're obligated to do it. Ma she'enkein in a chatzer and a gina, you can force to put it up, even if it's stam. Even if it's stam, so that keeps us at a point where a gina is still above a bika. Right now we'll group gina and chutzer together, and on a lower level, we're going to have bika.
on a lower level going to have bika. Good? So that is his resolution. So the resolution really works well for this line. For this line. What about this line? Well, that's what the Gemara is about to point out. Right? But at this juncture, that's what the Gemara is suggesting, because we are left with a real problem in terms of how to read the Gemara. So, separate clause, right? Rashi says, when the Mishnah was talking about the Mokum, where you have the Minog Ligdor, a Bika Koi. That's going on a Bika. That's going on a Bika. So, Amrale Rava. So Rava says, in Cain, if that's the case, my aval. What's the rest of the Mishnah saying? Right? The next line of the Mishnah is aval bika makom sheno shelo nahago a mechavino. So if there's a minhag not to, then you're not going to be Mechayivim, and we're still talking about a bika. Right, Rashi says, Imkein mayav ob a bika. Hamina salik. Before you even get the details, avol bika sounds like we were talking about something different beforehand. Right, that's why we underlined, here was gina, here was bika. Avol bika, but avol bika, this was bika. How do you read this line as talking about... Right now we're understanding that this line is talking about a bika. Then what's the but? Right? In a bika it's this way, but in a bika it's that. Doesn't work. So says Rava. El Amar Rava Hachikasani. Rather, Rava says this is how you read it. V'chein stam gina, and similarly in a stam gina, kemakom shenahagu ligdor domi u'mechayvin oso. Aval stam bika, kemakom shelonahagu domi v'ein mechayvin oso. So he takes the two clauses and reads them differently. So according to Rava, clause number one, like we had originally, is talking about a gina. And clause number two is talking about a bika. But again, we need to come to a conclusion where bika is, or gina is more chamor, is treated more strictly than bika. Or at least this may be the same, but certainly can't be more ka. Because the hezekri is worse in a gina. Right? So now we're going to learn it as b'chein. B'gina, it is, and put in this... Right? Stam doesn't matter. I mean, that's how we're explaining it, but it doesn't say differently. So, b'chein stam gina, the gina, kin makom. Right? A little tiny chaf is added in here. A little tiny chaf, that we call a kaf adinyom. It's a very important letter. So, every bika, every gina, is like a place where the minhag is to put it up, and you can push him to do it. Every bika is kin. And now you're consistent, right? When you're trying to make these little edits or explain what it's meaning, if you can keep the two consistent, it's better. So a bika, which again we're going to understand as a stam bika, is like a makom shelo nahagu and a mechayvin. So the maskan, according to Rava, is again the gina and chatzar are together, and bika is separate. Good. Good. Let's see the Ramban, the Magash. And the Yad Ramah. Okay, we'll start with the Ramban. So Because says the Ramban, Hachigar Sinan Haguf Akasha, this itself is problematic. Amrit Vechein Begina. We said, Vechein Begina. Makam Shinag, Lugia Makam Shinag, Makam Shinag, Ein Hastamalo, Perish Stam, Makam Shain Shaminag, there is no Menaki going, Ir Kadosh, Yashan Shain Shaminagadua. Okay, we don't know. We don't know. It's new. Ema seifa, aber bika mokam shenag shlog im khaim so sta im khaim so harsh the sam gina me lo sta bika me bai but logar seen an hainu gina el hi gu fakash let's leave that for a second va amra bai ha khi ko amar va khaim be gina va you got to remember right abai first wanted to say that only the first two words are talking about a gina and then everything else is talking about the bika right that was abai's you know cut and paste kind of when he was trying to make sense out of the Mishnah. Perish vi gufa lo kasha. Now it's no longer internally a problem. Tekeven degabe bika taninu tarvayu. Since they're both talking about bika, achi ka'amar. V'chein begina stam. V'chein begina stam. And so too in a stam gina. Umagam shana lo deba bika mechayv nasa. And if you have a minhag, you do a bika, you do it. Ustam bika kimakum shenon shel kimakum shenogu shelikdar dami b'imichai v'noso. What's the Ramban trying to say? What's bothering the Ramban here? Right, I think there's a glaring problem in the Gemara. Before we, right, when you finished this Gemara, was there something that was troubling you deep down? Not so deep down. Was there anything that was bothering you at the end of the Gemara? Right, the Gemara presents a stira. The stira is good. Right, not good, but we understand it. Right, it's very obvious. Abaye presents a resolution. Seems to work. Rava presents a problem with Abaye's resolution, and Rava presents a counter resolution. Isn't Rava's kasha very, very obvious? Meaning, aren't you left at the end of the sugya thinking, Abaye, did you not finish reading the Mishnah? Right? What was Rava's problem? Right? Rava's problem was you, Abaye, are learning it like this. You, Abaye, I'm talking about Abaye. Right? You, Abaye, are saying this is Nechein Bikina. And then Malcolm Shenagu Ligda Malcolm Shenagu Bika, so you're throwing in Bika, Rimin Chayiv, and then Ava Bika. And then Rava's all bothered by the Rava's all bothered by the switch to the Bika. And Abaye didn't know there was a switch to the Bika. I think what the Ramban is trying to say is like Abaye didn't fully articulate for us. Didn't articulate for us exactly how he reads it, because it has to be that he read it in a way that, again, Rava's kasha is going to be a kasha, because otherwise the Ketanei Shemar makes sense. But it can't be so obvious that it looks like Abaye was was just off that day, right? It's not shayach to say that. So the Ramban says, do you know how you read it? Like this. This is exactly what he's trying to say now. Hachi ka'amar. V'chein begina stam. That's point number one. Agina stam is like a chatzar. The next part, which is now we're up to here, right? Umakom shenago ligdar bibika. In a place which has been a bibika, mechai v'noso. Ustam bika, this is now this clause over here, right? And ustam bika, kimakum shenagu shelo ligdar dami, ve'ein mechai v'noso. Is like a place where there is no minag, and ein mechai v'noso. You're not going to be mechai v'him. What was different about what the Ramban said versus how we read it initially? I think. Right? We don't have any mention.
he throws in that kafa dimyon line, right? In this line over here, right? He doesn't just say avabika makom shenon, right? It's avabika, but a bika, you have to understand, is so it's a continuation. Makom shenago in a bika then you're machayev him, but stan bika is like makom shelon nahagu. It reads smoothly. What word did he kind of ignore? Was the aval, right? In this reading, the aval isn't really there. Right? Because the more focus you have on it, then you understand where it was coming from. The Rambam doesn't really read it there. Okay, so just, for now, that's just noteworthy. Okay, so let's continue on in the Rambam. But I think that's what, right, when you see the Rishonim talking, especially this is not a, it's not a short Rambam. You know, if he's saying something, he's not, you know, as we've said before, he doesn't get paid by the word. So he's trying to get at a point. So I think what they're showing him here bothered by is you got to give some teeth to Abaye, because the way you read Abaye quickly in our Gemara, you're like, you know, Abaye had a rough day. Rava got you. You weren't paying attention. We don't like to assume that way in the Rishonim. Ustan biko kemagam shenagu shol ikdor dami ve'in mechayim esop. V'reisha dekasani v'chein begina stam. Now he's going to break it down further. And the ratio, which says v'chein begina and doesn't elaborate, umaflig being begina lebika and just distinguishes between agina and bika, v'lo arvino v'tanino kechada, and it doesn't just group them together. Muchach diba'inan bebika mokam shenahagu ligdor, aval bistama kimokam shenahagu shelo ligdor dami. But if it's just stam, it is like a place lo nagu. The came into Rabbi Bika, and since both then the first clause and the second clause are both talking about Bika, I know it's a little technical, try to hold up. Since the first clause and the second clause are both talking about Bika, umuchanami man minayu davka, ereisha iseifa lekalakshir ereisha seifa, and since they're both just spelling out what it is, then you can't ask a kasha. The Rishonim say, "Dipshita le dahakei karm." This is what it means. Aval stam bika kemargam shenagu shelo ligdor ve'ein mechayvin. He gets the aval in. So right, how's he reading it? He says, "Bechein megina a stam gina is like a chatzer. Umargam shenagu ligdor ve'bika. I'm sorry, umargam shenagu. Right, there's a minhag. Then in bika you do it. Aval, but stam bika." Is kin makom shenagu. Not that it's, because again, if you don't put it in the cuff, then you can still make the opposite diak, and then you're going to come out with the same problem. Right? What was the problem in the Reisha and the Seifa? Which is that if the Reisha says, in a place where there is a minag, you do it, if there isn't a minag, you don't, then you end up with a steer about stam. But if you say that a stam is kid, then you took care of both of them. So Abaye in the end reads fine. He really reads fine. Right? If you put the aval, so he's comparing. He's comparing the stam bika to the stam gina at the beginning of the previous statement. And in between, he threw in, okay, a little bit about a bika when there is a minhag, but it's not a contradiction, yeah.
So what's Rava's question?
Work together. That's always the problem, right? Once you strengthen one side, it's going to weaken the other side. But from the fact that it would be nice to be able to limit and make it very small machlokas, because you don't have a refutation of Abaye, and it doesn't sound like he necessarily gave in to Rava either. So now I think we have at least a good reading according to Abaye. That's what the Rambam is trying to get at. Oh. Now, the Rambam here points out that, right? V'Rashizal kach goris. That this is the girsa of Rashi. This is the girsa of Rashi. Where do you see that this is the girsa of Rashi?
Not sure. Right? But in our gear, so this doesn't, our gear set does not, like, in our gear set doesn't have as much, but it doesn't read as well as according to this understanding. One second. Go. So the Ramban does not complete right. About how then is Rava going to do it. So if we have this version now, how would you read Rava? Right, like you asked, so back into the Gemara now. If this is understanding. Amalei Rava imkein my aval. What does aval mean? So now the question I think it is, right? That aval, right, what is it? If we say it in English, maybe it'll be a little easier to understand. A stam dina, obviously that wasn't English, but the stam dina, right, is like a chatzer, and you put up a fence. And a place in a bikka where there is a minah to put it up, you're obligated to do it. But in a bikka, which has no particular minah, that is like a place where there was no minah. What if you didn't have the word aval there? Meaning, what's the aval doing? Is it comparing this to the gina, or is it comparing it to the other bikka? I mean, when you have a clause, you make a statement, and you say, but this is different. So I think, right? Which one?
To the bikka? Well, also, wouldn't it just be obvious if you have the other line about the bikka?
Right.
Maybe that's what you said.
Right, exactly. It's less on the butt, maybe, but why do you need this at all? Why do you need this at all? Meaning, the line, but it's much better for the line to be, you know, superfluous in a certain sense, or making it more clearer than being, you know, incorrect or inaccurate. So if you understand this way, then maybe it's the entire sin, not just the word my aval bibika. Maybe what Rava means is this phrase. Meaning, why do you need the last phrase at all? If we didn't have this, right? If this was covered up, and we just said this, wouldn't you assume that if a gina stam requires it, and in a bikka, if it's magav shenagu, then what would your diyuk be? In a stam bikka, you don't do it, and then you have the solution of the seifa. So now it's not that it's wrong and it doesn't make sense. Now it's Rava's time, and it's like, oh, it's spelled out a bit too much information. And to that, Abayi might say, okay, I can deal with that. And because the flip side is Rava's putting in more things. Right? Rava keeps putting in his, his kafa dimyons. So it would seem to me that if you learn it the way that the Ramban learns it, I think Dani's right. I think then the Abba just becomes that it's superfluous. But it's not inaccurate. It's not, you know, inappropriate is the wrong word, but it doesn't that it's not the aval doesn't belong. It's not that it doesn't belong, it's that you don't need this whole line. Does that make sense? So again, either way the Mishnah doesn't read well. There's no way around that. That's basically the kasha of the Gemara. Right? Why is it that the Mishnah does that? Okay, that gets back to a little bit maybe the way that Rebbe decided to write Mishnayos in order to keep the Torah Sheval Peh, partially Baal Peh, even after it had to be written, was you need to have some sort of oral tradition that's going to still tweak it, and that's what we have with the Gemara. Okay, good. Let's just see quickly how the Rimagash learned it. So Amar Abaye, Hafi Gasan of the Khim Begina Klomar Dina Kidim Khas, like we just said. Umagam Shinal Dulig there Bibika Mikhaim so Mogam Shalona Gulig. There ain't Mikhaivin. Amalay Rabbi Hafi my Ava Klomar. E hai the Gasan Mazizam Magam Shinagulig there Mikhaivin also lava gina kaya la bika, right? If When it says Magam Shenagol Lidor is Mechayiv, that's not talking about Gina, it's talking about Bikka, like Abayi suggested. Amai Gassan Basarachi Aval Bikka. The Amma Magam Shenagol Lidor Mechayiv, and also the Gassan Mikamayachi Lava Bikka Kai. He's just saying, again, maybe, again, I'm not sure if this is what the Rimagash is saying. The Rimagash might just be saying, Aval sounds like, again, if it would have just said Aval, no, Makam you don't need to say Bikka again. It just sounds like we're not talking about Bikka beforehand. So here also, Abayi might say, okay, it's not wrong. You're right, it could have been read, but we're stuck. And in our state of stuckness, this was the best way of dealing with it. Okay. Good. So I think we saw already beforehand this Yad Ramah and Lamed Tes. You probably remembered it from a month or two ago, but I stuck it back on again because I'm going to just look at it very, very quickly. But right, he writes here. Right, a sikna rava machi gamar mechain begin a stam kimogam nagul gamar mechain osav. Nechal de mogam shenagul ligdar. If there's a minhag to do it, afilu bebika nami mechayvin osav. Right? If the minhag is to build a fence, doesn't matter where you are. If you're in a gina, you're in a chutz, you're in a bikkah, the minhag is to do it, you have to do it. Umagam shenagul shelo ligdar afilu gina nami ein mechayvin osav. The chiddush is that it goes in the opposite direction. That's not so pasha. If there's a minhag to basically not be concerned about Hezekiah, then you don't have to worry about it. And this is where he says this chiddush: "Umistav redahani lebegino bika." Only in a gina or a bika does it work if there is a minhag not to do it that you don't have to do it. Avachatzer lo maani be minhag lemifterei. You can't get out of the fence even if the minhag in a particular place is not to build it in the chatzer. You can still force the guy to do it. You can still force him to do it. Why? The Isur Nami Ika. Because Hezek Re'ia involves an Isur as well. Yechsev Aisad Bilam Hasena Bayar Shashachin Shvatah Bilam saw the way the Jews were settled. Ma Ra'ash Eim Bishchem Mechuban and Zelazah. That they don't look into each other's windows. They're not lined up. Amar Re'uyim Agalosh Hadishu Shnashleh and Kinnashkinah deserves to come here. Miyad batiyel abrochakim, then the Spirit of Hashem came. Teda, midulokas, ayachagabe chatzar. Since we don't know all these details, right? Because that's the kasha. Right? In the end, if you look back at the Mishnah, why are we discussing by chatzar? We don't have any discussions like we do by Gina or Bika, whether it's a makam shenagu, ligdor, whether it's not a makam shenagu, it's kim makam shenagu. However you want to slice it in the end with Abaye and Rava, we don't have any such distinctions by chatzar. Why not? Right? It seems pretty clear, however you're going to read the Mishnah, that if you have a minhag not to do it in a gina and in a bika, then you're not going to do it. You're not going to force it. Why doesn't it have these distinctions by a chatzar? So Yonam says because it's not true in a chatzar. In a chatzar, it's usur, and you can't be mochel on that. Answer to a question and answer it. No matter what, you can be mechayev it. It's very, very mistaber, but that's the shita that the Yad Ramah says. And again, that emerges from his distinction in the Mishnah as well. Good? Okay, let's see a little bit about chazas. Says the Gemara. Okay, so the Mishnah had said, if we're in a situation in which there is no obligation to build, then you can be kones l'soch shelo, you can go into your own property, and you can build a wall. However, you should put up a chazus, mibachutz. A chazus, mibachutz. What's the purpose of the chazus? Oh, the Mishnah tells us, right, that I should be able to have rights to it if it later on falls, because I was the one who paid for it. I built it. We've been talking about it for a long time, but what on earth is a chazis? My chazis. What is a chazis? What is a chazis? Amar avuna, ach balei lekarna levar. You, let's see how Rashi explains it. You bend over the top from the outside. So machfel le karna levar, rashi akosel, the upper part of the wall, yakuf letzarchaver, you have it turn in towards the friend. V'chol chazis lashon katzehu. So Rashi tells us the implication of the word chazis is that it's on the edge. So whatever we're going to define as the chazis, it has to be something on the edge, because otherwise the word chazis seems to be an inappropriate word to describe it. Chazis is something on the edge. And he brings rayas for it. Okay. So basically what it seems like, right?
That's wrong. I have the not chaser, I have the gina, whatever it is, I have the place where I'm going to konis socially. This is the mark, very straight line between the two of us, right? I'm going to build my wall over here, and I'm going to bend over, I don't know, something on the top towards that wall.
Right, towards that field. And then everybody's going to know that it belongs to me. Beautiful. Why are we putting it on that side? In fact, the Gemara, I don't understand. V'navi milagav. Why don't you do it on the inside? Do it on your side. Do it on your side. So answers the Gemara, Avred Chavre Nami Milavar. Well then, his friend is going to do it. I'm sorry. V'Nami Milagav. Avred Chavre Nami Milavar. V'Amar Didei V'Dideyu. No, if I do it on my side, then he's going to do it on his side, and he's going to say that it belonged to both of us. Right? If I put the chazis on my side, then it's actually an interesting discussion in terms of what you're allowed to do to a person's wall when it's your side of the thing. There are many towns in their zoning laws, right? Because a lot of fences have a nice side and a not nice side. Which side do you put towards you and which side do you put towards your neighbor? In many places, you are obligated to put the nice side towards your neighbor. Who would have thought? Right? You have to make the nicer side of the fence towards your neighbor, because just you want the fence, you can have the fence, but you have no right to make their side uglier. Uglier. Okay. Not so important for right now. But so if I make the chazis on my side, then he can make the chazis on his side. Yeah.
If you make the chazis on his side, he can make it on your side and the wall with yours also.
Yes. This, okay. So, okay. This whole Gemara is strange because, you know, sometimes we say, Atu Bereshit Askinan, are we talking about Rasham, are we really going to do these things? So the answer is that we are, because the whole point here is that, right, why you have to put up any chazis? Because the other guy is going to claim that it's his. So we are trying to protect it. So the question is, how far is this guy going to go?
Yeah, obviously, so, you put it on the outside and the inside. You ask the same question for both.
So the Gemara is going to go backwards to most of the options. I think the assumption of the Gemara is that to sneak into your property and do it, that far he's not going to go. That requires a level. Meaning it's one chutzpah to do that which is going to potentially be able to steal it from you. But you're never going to see it. Because it's my side of the wall. So I'm not doing it in your face. But for me to go into your property and start putting up the chazis, that far we're not going to go. I think that's what I think that's the assumption. That's a little bit, even for this bad dude, that's a bit too much. So my chazim, Rav Nachman le the karne levar, Rav Navid milagav, Rav Chavi nami levar. Rav Didayu, ihachi hashte nami gaiz lechavi, v'amr di David Didayu. So the great, the Gemara says something different that you could do. Maybe you'll chop it off, right? Which again, the same assumption. He's not going to come onto your side. That's already a big chutzpah. But if you have these horns, whatever they are, they're off. So I'll just chop them off and dechazify your fence, and then I'll be in good shape when it eventually falls down. Okay, it's a plan. Says the Gemara, no. Yizuza meida yadiya. Now it's obvious when it's cut off. Right? It's obvious when it's cut off. Sometimes when you remove something, if, again, there are times when you peel something off and there's nothing left behind. But there are times when it's clear that there was something there and it was cut off, so he would gain nothing by doing it. He would gain nothing by doing it. Is that a mouse? Okay. Sounds human. Okay, Ika de Amre, alternatively, Amar Avuna says, Mechpa the Karna Milagav. You should put it on the inside. Vinave Milavar. Why don't you put it on the outside? Gaize Chavre. No, but the outside is going to chop it off. But if I put it on the inside, the other guy's going to put it on his inside. So, no, adding it on later, again, same assumption, seems to be that building the chazis into the original construction is clear. When you try to add an addition later, it doesn't always go smoothly, and sometimes it's obvious, and he's like, ooh, you know. They change the color of the brick or whatever it is. That was clearly added later, and that wouldn't be good. So again, what exactly they're arguing about, I don't really know. But the Gemara raises a very big problem with this explanation. But what did the Mishnah say? We can make up stories and decide which one makes more sense to do, but we have to, in the end, have allegiance to the text. What did the Mishnah say? It said, "Yimatzah Chazis la Obona v'osa Chazis mibachutz." You're making a chazis from the outside. It says the outside. So how could anybody possibly learn that it's the inside? Kasha, that's not a problem. Yeah, it seems to be a pretty big problem, right? It sounds like it's a good. You might ask, why didn't the Gemara suggest this? But it does seem to be that that's what the Gemara. It does seem to be that's what the Gemara is. What the Gemara is saying. I'm sorry, the Mishnah is saying that seems to be. That seems to be clear. So how could he have missed that? So it says the Ramban. For the Avod Gav Mashma Da the Rav Huna Kaparich. He's asking it on the next line, but it's the same kasha could be chivira. So Rabbi Yochanan says nishaye ba'amsa milavar. Put like a amma worth of tit on the outside, and ave milagavdu on the inside, ave chavre milavar. Their friends are on the outside. Bar Dev Deyu, and he says, "Ihachi hashtanami makvele chavre." He's going to do the same thing. Bar Dev Deyu, kiluv radio. That will be obvious. That will be obvious. Oh. So again, what were they thinking? What were they thinking before? When they made this, when Rav Huna made this suggestion against the Mishnah, I think what he's saying, right? Avgad Vasis Nami Gasani Bachutz Shema Mi Bachutz Lechaviro Kamar. From the outside of his friend. Right? Meaning, I think what he's saying, right, is I'm building the wall over here. Now it says that I should build the wall and I should make a chazis mibachutz. So mibachutz, we assume, meant from the outside, from here. But mibachutz means outside of your friend's view, or his space.
right?
Which would then mean on the inside, which is what he's suggesting. That's what he's suggesting.
Because otherwise, again, so then what's the kasha of the Gemara? The kasha of the Gemara is that it's not the pashtus. That's not what it sounds like. That's not what it sounds like. But at least we can begin to understand. Otherwise, it's too difficult to understand what's the habamina. What was he thinking, even suggesting that it's on the inside if it says the outside? If I can come up and say, oh, well, the Mishnah wasn't 100% clear, at least I can have a discussion and we can try to figure out what it means. But you learn it otherwise, it seems very, very difficult. So that seems to be, right? And the Rambam points out, what's the raya? What's the raya that there has to be an explanation? Is because when the Gemara rejects a statement and says kasha and doesn't say tiyuvta, it means there is an explanation. It's not good enough for us to say that that we're going to accept that opinion, although we said sometimes we do believe in paskin that way. Right? If it was such an impossibility, then the Gemara would have said, it doesn't mean this, tiyuvta derhuna, tiyuvta shoyin genak derhuna, you're done. Send them home. He didn't send derhuna home. Derhuna, it's a kasha. Sometimes it's better just leave it as a kasha. I understand where you're coming from, but not enough. But again, at least it gives an explanation because you read it and you're trying to figure out, again, almost like the previous Gemara, there has to be an explanation within the Hava Amina as well. Oh. What does the Arama say? When something pokes out from the wall from one side to the other, that's called a keren. Klomar, shekofev tiach asid, you bend over the cement, owa avonim, or the stone, shebrosh hakos lechutz, klapi rishus chaveirom. Vihud dekanes litzor shelo, kihechid lo litzrich, lemifinu laavir rishus lechavrei. Oh, he makes a very interesting point here. He says that when you are going inside, and it's a good kash in general. If let's say I'm building a wall on my property, let's say it's not even for Ezekriya. Can I build a wall? I have no idea how to draw this. Okay, imagine this picture, and now we're switching directions of the wall. Now the wall, this is the height of the wall now. This is the width of the wall. Okay. This is Reuven's property and this is Shimon's property. Can I build a wall which has something jutting out into Shimon's property across the whole top of the wall? It goes 3 feet, let's say, into his property. But it's not on the ground. I'm basically encroaching on his air rights. Probably how we would refer to it. Am I allowed to do that? So your Rama says no. Oh. But what if I have to build my wall? And I have to have something jut out for my chazis, isn't that going to go into this property? Says the Rama, part of being konis the sok shelo is enough for the thickness of your wall plus your chazis. Because you have no right, even if it is to protect your ability later to collect, if your wall is going to fall down, you have no right to go into his airspace. And therefore, your kumnis of shalom enough that any protrusion, because that's what the chazit is, it's a protrusion on top, has to be within your own airspace. Interesting, right? Okay, so it's just a little bit, what's the big deal? No, you can't go into somebody else's rishus. Fine. Let's stop here. We'll see Mirza Hashem. I don't get you guys to the Russian side. No, fine. So we'll see the Rosh and the Rashash tomorrow with the last piece of the Gemara, and we'll try and see if it's possible to get to the Mishnah and be able to end with that before Shabbat.